important that these works proceed, and there has unfortunately been delays in terms of the HSE had indicated that the upgrade work to the current 46 beds in the hospital would commence in 2017. As of now, they're giving the date of 2019. It's absolutely important that there is no further slippage in that, and I'll be keeping the pressure on the HSE and indeed the Minister for Health to ensure that the funding is forthcoming for it. There's €2.6 million allocated and budgeted for in the overall capital plan to upgrade Carrindona Community Hospital, and also £2.9 million to upgrade Buncanna Nursing Unit. It mustn't be delayed, and we must see it actually put in place soon. Also, what we need to see is actually additional capacity put in place, and the funding for this will need to come alongside and for work after the actual upgrades of the existing beds, because we do know that our community is getting older in general, and the demand for beds in community hospitals is increasing. We need to see a situation where it's not just the existing beds that are improved, facilities that are improved, but indeed that there is additional investment coming in place to increase the number of beds in our community hospitals.
And indeed, this Carrindona Community Hospital is a vital facility for the people of Inishowen, so it is as well vital that there are no further delays, as it is only at an early stage already.
It's important that the planned and promised work does happen promptly. There has been too much slippage already, and that can't continue. Carrindona Hospital, as indeed Buncanna Nursing Unit, both of them provide tremendous care for members of the public. There's tremendous staff who work very hard on a daily basis, and that provides both long-term care for residents as well as indeed short-term respite care and step-down care. In order to meet modern-day requirements, this assessment is being allocated, and we need to see that work actually commenced and completed. But also, very importantly, we need to see further investment in upcoming capital plans to ensure that we can see the number of beds in Inishowen expanded, and indeed ensure that there is beds available for people when they need them close within their own community.